this is actually a surprising report to us. It was compiled because we had tried for years and years and years to focus people on the most dangerous threats. We did the top 20, SANS top 20 for a decade, but there were so many on it, by the time we got through, people still didn't know what to do. So we got a new source of data this time, which was from Tipping Point. They have attack information. They know exactly which attacks are coming at 9,000 organizations. We combine it with actual vulnerability data, not what the vendors say are vulnerabilities, which is what you hear reported in the news all the time,
right?
Or what the other people do report on, but this is which ones are still there. So Qualys has 6,000, I think I may have those backwards, Qualys may have 9,000, Tipping Point may have 6,000, but there are a bunch of companies that they monitor the vulnerabilities in every day. And so we now have, for the first time, where the attacks are aiming and where the vulnerabilities are, and what they show is that the things that companies and government agencies have been focusing are missing the places where the attacks are targeting, mm-hmm. which is smart because the attackers are looking for the places that people weren't targeting, but the agencies never had hard data that proved they were spending the money on the wrong things.
So what is the area they should be protecting? That is to say, where are the most attacks coming?
Well, there are two places. One is they are aiming at individual PCs that have third-party applications that are unpatched. So you normally see on your PC this little thing in the lower right-hand corner that says, your computer's been updated and your vulnerabilities have been fixed.
Right.
And you say, cool. But what you don't know, and almost nobody knows, is that they're not talking about things like Flash and Adobe and the other third-party applications that are on your computer that also have vulnerabilities and that you're on your own about. So what the bad guys do is they get you to open documents or download documents that have Flash vulnerabilities in them or PDF vulnerabilities in them or Excel and Word, which you thought were being patched. This is actually the fascinating part for me. I thought Excel and Word and PowerPoint were being patched automatically because that happens at home.
Right.
But a lot of agencies have decided they don't want Microsoft to be fixing everything. They want to keep control of it.
And so they're not getting their updates.
So the users are getting their operating. This is the finding. They're getting their operating system updates. That's being done religiously. 80% of those are gone in a few weeks. But on the application side, it's 20 to 30% are gone.
So in other words, they're locking the doors but leaving the windows open on the first floor.
Nice, Tom. Yeah, exactly.
And what's the reason for that? I mean, why would an agency choose not to get that update?
I don't know. We've been working on that all the last day. We can't figure out exactly why. It may be a little harder. It may be that they didn't know that that's where the attackers were going. Because they may say, look, these PCs are behind firewalls, people can't get to them, but the attack method is the most common attack method used in nation-state espionage attacks, and that is spear phishing. So they figure out what Jane Norris was working on, and they send Jane Norris an email that says, hey, Jane, on that project that I was working on with you last week, they might be pretending to be me.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll get an email that looks like it came from me, and it says, hey, there's a document that shows that I was wrong when I talked to you on the news yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not going to say, I'm not going to open that.
Right, exactly. You're going to open it right up.
And if it has a little picture in it or a little music in it or a little Word document in it.
Then you're going to go, uh-oh.
And so it's not that the firewall doesn't do any good because the users are letting these things through. But that's only half of what this report found. The other half, I think, is even more interesting. And that is that the websites... Our trusted websites are being infected and infecting visitors. So we tell people in all our training of users, just go to websites you trust.
Well, that is easier said than done sometimes, Mr. Paller. We're talking to Alan Paller, Director of Research for the SANS Institute, about their new report that's out today. Does it have a name? Did you give it a name, the report?
Yep, it's the top cybersecurity risks.
Okay, the top cybersecurity risks. And as I said, I think that's easier said than done because you have a million federal employees that are searching a lot of different sites. And many times, as you say, they're getting emailed information and they're opening it up thinking that it's something that they can trust, and it's not.
And sometimes the email says, go visit the site to see an important report.
Right.
And that site actually infects them when they get there. So the report focuses you on those two, and it says, yes, yes, there are thousands of things you have to do, but stop pretending that that allows you to ignore the two critical things. And we're going to do this every 6 months. We used to do the top 20 every year, but we're going to do these every 6 months and let people actually focus on their attention on the things that they're being hurt worst from.
Now, Alan, later on today, the OMB and the GSA are going to release their long-awaited apps.gov, where you will have online applications for office productivity, I presume. I haven't seen it yet. Do you think that having the software that you just use as needed from an online source might correct some of that issue that you mentioned earlier, where the applications people use normally on their computers are the ones that the agencies aren't patching?
Yes, yes. Whatever you do to set to get a centralized monitored facility for keeping the patches current is helpful. And so I think we're all going to be heading in a direction where we don't have to remember to check Adobe to see if it's been updated, or check Flash, or check QuickTime to see if it's been updated.
So that should be something that you require of any cloud provider. Is that should be in the statement of work, right? Make sure the latest updates are installed within 2 minutes,
yeah,
or something.
But yeah, I want to add one more thing to that. You want to add a testing capability. So trust but verify. Don't just put it in the contract. Put the test in the contract too. We're going to run this test randomly, like a drug test, randomly once a month. If you fail the first time, it costs you $50,000. You fail the second time, it costs you $500,000.
Well, I think the first thing you have to do is get agencies to stop blocking the updates, their computer updates.
Well, they don't. They actually, they may want to block it, but then when they block it, they have the responsibility to then apply them to all of their users. You want them to go ahead and apply them to all their users. I think they may be right to not let Microsoft do it directly,
mm-hmm.
but if they're not going to let Microsoft do it directly, then they've got the responsibility to do it quickly.
Right, as in each
night. Do it themselves, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's a fascinating report. Is there any other finding that we need to know about today?
There's a wonderful tutorial in it. I mean, we call it a tutorial, but it's really it's almost a picture show of how some of the real attacks actually happened using these vulnerabilities. It's just a fascinating read. I mean, fascinating for people who are techies. But the rest of the report is interesting to everybody. It's got a lot of just fascinating data. And our faculty, the SANS faculty, sending me notes in the last day or so saying, wow, this is stuff I've never seen before. So, because it's Tipping Point and Qualys that made this possible. Tipping Point has all these intrusion prevention systems, so they see all the attacks. And Qualys has thousands and thousands of companies where they look inside to see which vulnerabilities are not patched. It's the first time that data has ever been published together.
And you say you're going to release this today, the top cybersecurity risks?
Exactly.
And this is going to come out on a regular basis?
Every 6 months, yeah. It's part of, you've heard of the top 20 critical controls. We talked about that before. The promise was we'd make sure they were up to date with new attacks. So that's why we did this, so that the top 20 controls can be absolutely certainly up to date. And it turns out the top 20 fully, if people have implemented the top 20, then they fully solve these problems.
Well,
most people haven't.